Alternative energy has long been touted as a path to more affordable and efficient domestic energy production. A solar project that was a joint effort of Sussex, Morris, and Somerset counties in tandem with a solar company has turned out to be costly and incomplete with, guess what? Yep, taxpayers winding up having to pick up all the financial pieces, and there are quite a few in different levels you haven't even heard about yet, but that's going to change now. My first guest this week is here to review how this mess developed, where things stand today, and what lies ahead. She is a member of the Sussex County Board of Chosen Freeholders, Gail Phoebus. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, disgusted but not surprised that something like this happens in the pay-to-play climate that we have in New Jersey, and once again proving my point that everything that's said about alternative energy projects just becomes money in the pocket for the few and very few benefits for the rest. And unfortunately, we're seeing that again with what happened here. Just a brief recap. Describe what this project initially was intended to be and the, albeit tenuous and house built on sand financial structure that it contained.
Sure. In 2011, it was brought to the Sussex County Freeholder Board. And, Chris, I was not part of that board at that time. So how they were sold this idea, I'm not really clear on, but I can tell you that the original concept was that the public entities of three counties would be guaranteeing bond money for a private company to develop solar projects on school buildings and school properties and county properties. And then that private entity was working with another private entity to construct it. And in the beginning, they were betting and hedging this on this XREX market, these credits, and the 1603 money that was coming out of Washington, the federal money. And the company would pay these large bonds that these three counties bonded for. And Sussex County's bond was bonded through Morris County Improvement Authority, but guaranteed by Sussex County. And in the they thought that this would save the schools electric bills, which then would go back to the taxpayers in the form of a savings. And on the county facilities, it would go back to the taxpayers in the form of savings and energy on those facilities also. That was the general concept.
So my question becomes then, obviously the project ran out of money about halfway through completion in Sussex County. Somerset, they had almost all of the work complete, and Morris County is pretty much parallel to what Sussex County is facing
Correct.
Right now. So,
Correct.
Again, the layperson, you have more details, obviously. This
Correct.
Project was never fully funded.
Correct. And in the arbitration, which is now public, open public record, you can open that, in the arbitration between these two companies, it states that the Sunlight Company was never funded properly to begin with to cover these large projects. They didn't have the financial backing to handle such a large project. Smaller projects, perhaps. They had been successful with some smaller projects, but this project was an $88 million project, and that company wasn't funded to be able to handle that. Nor did they have the expertise. MasTec was a construction company that Sunlight had hired. MasTec is a very large company, extremely well-funded, but never had done work in New Jersey. We all know that New Jersey has an awful lot of DEP rules and regulations and permitting, and this company was very unfamiliar with that. The XREX market crashed just about the time that this deal was signed by these counties. It started to, you know, crash. And I think at the beginning in 2011, the XREX market was selling at approximately $600. Don't quote me on that. And in the process of over these years, it's gone as low as 40. It averages out somewhere about 100. Sunlight decided that they had to make these projects produce more energy. And in designing this, it caused cost overruns with MasTec, which brought these two companies into this arbitration. Hence, mm-hmm. we ended up footing the bill.
Talking with Sussex County Freeholder Gail Phoebus about a solar project that was a Tri-County project between Sussex, Mara, Somerset County, along with a company called Sunrite General Capital. You can follow along with the details about the Freeholder Board in Sussex County at sussex.nj.us, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So where we are today is the Sussex County Freeholders, as well as the Somerset County Freeholders, approved basically a plea bargain, which, well, there's a couple of points. One is that it lets the five principal investors in Sunlight General Capital, which backed this whole thing with, you know, imagination and financial creativity, they get to walk away totally hands clean. Any money they made through some miracle or some shady game, they get to keep. And there's a gag order, which to me basically sounds like a bank robber telling you, yeah, I stole your money, but if you tell anyone I stole your money, I'm going to sue you for it.
Correct. Correct. And that's my – I believe there needs to be a settlement, Chris. I honestly believe there does. It's just not this particular settlement. I have a problem with the fact that there is a hold harmless clause that it prevents any of the counties from being able to recap this money going forward ever. And the other part is this non-disparaging clause, which is interesting because you really can't put a non-disparaging clause on elected officials. We've been elected to serve the taxpayers of our counties, municipalities, and the problem here is that you cannot put a non-disparaging clause on an elected official. So basically what they've done is they have they're now going to be able to move forward, Sunlight, with ever having to deal with any accountability for this situation. As is, there's another company involved in this called Gable. That company also can move forward, as can MasTec, and the taxpayers basically have bailed them out.
And not just that, we have a couple of other elements of this whole story, the residue of the whole story that I think needs more attention. Well, first and foremost, we're hearing about the large companies and the large pieces of the pie like Sunlight General and the other companies, but there's a lot of local subcontractors which were left dangling and not just on the hook, on the meat hook and financially in the noose in some cases, being owed hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the money games at Sunlight General play with all this. And in addition to that, the county is now borrowing and taking money that was set aside from the sale of the Homestead Senior Citizens Facility, putting that money to use to cover the completion of this project. Now, with that money, the way this is set up through this agreement, is that money at any risk, or is that eventually going to be returned to that fund?
No, that money will be returned. How they're going to do this is they'll bond again through Morris County Improvement Authority for this new bond, and then Sussex County will go in and buy that bond, and they'll buy it with the Homestead money, and then they'll pay the Homestead back with a 1% interest, which is more than what that money's earning right now.
Okay, that makes okay. There's one positive out of all this,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, and like I said, Chris, there does need to be a settlement, just not this settlement. And my problem with this settlement is the non-disparaging clause, but the bigger problem is this hold harmless because there's no accountability. The other question I've had all along is I don't understand why when they did this original agreement, there was no insurance to if this failed, how this company was going to pay for these bonds. So they never came up with a mechanic bond on this or some other type of financial agreement as to if this failed, there was an insurance from the Sunlight Company that there would be somebody that would be paying for these bonds. And well, I don't understand how that first agreement ever got signed without that.
Well, obviously, Sunlight General and Gable Associates cooked the books, for lack of a more fair, more gentle way to say things, because if you can have the county administrator for Sussex County, John Eskelson, pretty much buy into what's being presented in front of him, I know John, he's not an idiot.
No.
And
no.
If the numbers had to look legit, or the sales pitch had to be a golden sales pitch that would have made Warren Buffett sell something to somebody.
Correct. I believe where this really became a problem was with the X-Rex market. That's a very volatile market. probably the counties would have been better to invest their money in blue chip stock than the XREX market. And I think that they were guaranteed by this company because all five of these partners in Sunlight have, you know, worked on Wall Street. They all came from big banks on Wall Street. And, you know, they guaranteed that this XREX market would not ever fall. Well, it did. And it did. And it crashed. And that's where this whole thing went awry.
And we have to wrap things up here, but I know that Freeholder Phoebus, along with Assemblyman Parker Space, is calling for a great deal more transparency of all this, all these matters and the financial deals. Who was walking away with how much? And pretty much erase the gag order and put the everyone put their cards on the table and just be upfront about it, because no matter what the numbers are, the agreement is going to protect whoever has what they have in their pocket right now. And
And I would not vote yes on this. I voted no with my fellow freeholder, George Graham, because we feel that the taxpayers deserve the right to look at this settlement before the county agreed to sign it, and that in not allowing the taxpayers to see this prior to us signing it, since this is a very large amount of money for Sussex County's residents, is wrong. That there needs to be there needed to be some transparency. We could have tabled this, as Morris County did last night, and had a special meeting next week, just as Morris County is doing, and allowed the residents the time to be able to look at this settlement and digest it. And if they had questions, even ideas, you know, you get an awful lot of good ideas from your taxpayers. Perhaps things would have been a little different here, but that was not something that our freeholder board was willing to do.
Well, hopefully lesson learned for the future when something like this is proposed, not just locally, but if you're listening to this anywhere, that questions, clarity, and transparency before anything goes forward, especially with a deal as costly, both before, during, and even more so after, this has become. If you haven't been paying attention to the story, do a little Google searching, because the aftermath is going to impact you as a taxpayer. That's the unfortunate truth of the matter. And to learn more about the schedule, the votes, and the activity, the Sussex County Board of Freeholders, sussex.nj.us. She is a member of the Sussex County Chosen Board of Freeholders, Gail Phoebus. Gail, thanks for your providing clarity on all this. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.